This week, we've been examining the racist speech that compelled Vermont's only African-American female lawmaker to resign from the Vermont House of Representatives. As we've reported, Attorney General T.J. Donovan decided not to file charges against the white nationalist who targeted Kaya Morris with racist social media posts. But his decision drew criticism from racial justice leaders across the state. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld explores why in this final installment of our collaboration with V.T. Digger.
It's a sparkling afternoon when I arrive at Curtis Reed Jr.'s apartment in downtown Brattleboro. He leads me up a long spiral staircase to a crow's nest that looks down at the city below.
Wow. That's spectacular.
Yeah, especially on a day like today.
Reed's step-grandkids like to sleep in this lookout when they're visiting from Boston.
Rumor has it this is where Rudyard Kipling played cards.
And have you been able to determine whether there's any truth to that rumor?
No. But that's what it is.
I'm here because Reed is the executive director of an organization called Vermont Partnership for Fairness and Diversity. It's a nonprofit that's trained government agencies, police departments, and businesses on things like implicit bias and inclusiveness. Reed says the kind of racial harassment directed at Kaya Morris wasn't all that different from the kind of racial harassment that people of color deal with all the time in Vermont. But he says her case became a flashpoint for long-simmering issues of race and racism.
The only difference between that and what happened with Kaya is that Kaya is a public figure. And she's an elected official. And for that reason alone, it merits higher scrutiny on the part of the media.
And Reed says it should have merited higher scrutiny from the criminal justice system as well, particularly from Attorney General T.J. Donovan.
Yeah, it was a failure of leadership on his part, as far as my opinion is concerned. And I've expressed that to him.
Reed says that failure of leadership occurred when Donovan decided not to file criminal charges against Max Meech, the white nationalist who targeted Morris. Even if Meech's behavior didn't meet existing evidentiary thresholds for stalking, criminal threatening, or disturbing the peace, Reed says Donovan should have used the case to push for an expansion of those thresholds.
The Attorney General let us down by not challenging that, by saying, what you've done is immoral. What you've done is out of character with the core values in the state of Vermont. And we're going to bring charges against you and then let it play out in the courts.
Frustration over the ways in which the criminal justice system has dealt with Max Meech boiled over in a Bennington County courtroom last year, where Meech was in court for charges related to an alleged firearms violation. A prosecutor asked a judge to impose $200 bail on Meech. That's the maximum allowed for this misdemeanor allegation. The judge denied this request and said Meech doesn't appear to be a risk of flight and that he's shown up for all his required court appearances in the past. And this release of Meech back into the Bennington community, it's just too much for one observer to handle.
Y'all keep letting him walk out of here. Conditions every time. My nephew didn't get no conditions. My nephew didn't get no conditions. Okay, my nephew didn't get no conditions, guys.
That man you hear there, the one launching into this courtroom outburst, his name is Sean Pratt. He's an African-American man who's lived in Bennington for close to two decades, and the nephew he's referring to spent 10 months behind bars, held on $500,000 bail while he awaited trial for an alleged firearms offense. According to Pratt, Bennington County prosecutors ended up dropping the charges against his nephew. And Pratt, he can't square the way the system's treating Meech with the way it treated his nephew. And the man you're about to hear Pratt have a back and forth with, that's Max Meech.
This is unfair. He should be locked up.
You should be locked
He's
up.
He's violent.
You made threats against me.
He should be locked up.
You should be locked up.
She's violent.
Shut the fuck up.
And you keep letting him walk out of here, guys. My nephew couldn't. He was in jail for a whole year, Your Honor. A whole year. A whole year for nothing. He's black. Keep up with these racial disparities, guys. We're watching all of it. It's ridiculous.
Two courtroom security staffers eventually lead Pratt outside the building.
See what I'm talking about? Now you see what I'm talking about. Now you guys understand what I'm saying. Right? And it keeps happening. He wants all this spotlight. What is he getting the spotlight for? There's people that worry about their safety. Okay? They're worrying about their safety. This guy has got firearms. If I had a firearm, they're coming to arrest me and throw me out. They're coming to arrest me and throw me in jail. You know this.
Proud eventually leaves the court complex, and I follow him to his home in my car. He tells me he attended the hearing today because he was hoping to see Meesh sent to jail. Pratt says he was confused and upset when prosecutors didn't arrest Meesh for the racist social media posts he directed at Kaya Morris, who's a friend of his, and he says he cannot for the life of him understand why Meesh gets to walk free today after everything he's done up until this point.
I like the judge. I'm not disrespectful of those people. They know that. But this is beyond ridiculous. This is beyond stupid.
Pratt is not alone in his feelings. Tabitha Moore founded the first ever local chapter of the NAACP in Vermont in Rutland County. She says a lot of people of color were unnerved by the fact that neither Bennington police nor Attorney General T.J. Donovan charged Meesh for the racist posts he directed at Kaya Morris.
What specifically is it that he did that you think would have warranted criminal charges?
Criminal threats? I mean, this guy goes on TV and says, oh, I'm a troll. Like, if you can't see beyond that language to understand, I mean, he's a white supremacist. He's a proud white supremacist who's levying threats against the legislator.
Moore says Kaya Morris certainly felt threatened and that other people of color in Bennington felt threatened too. The attorney general has never disputed that they did, but has said that according to the letter of the law, Meesh's racist social media posts didn't violate any statutes.
Well, and this is, but that's where the definition of what a threat is becomes problematic, because it's seen through white eyes in this case.
Where you sit is where you stand, Moore says. And if T.J. Donovan could sit where people of color do, then she says he'd be able to understand why the things Max Meesh did should be charged as a criminal act. And Moore says if Donovan isn't willing to press charges for those things, then it'll only embolden Meesh and others who share his worldview.
And that's the thing. He can mock them because he knows that they're weak. He knows that they're going to let him get away with it because he knows that the system is designed to protect him. And that's my question to T.J. Donovan. Are you going to continue to protect that?
Or, she asks, will the criminal justice system do more to protect the marginalized populations that people like Max Meesh continue to target? For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.